The foot raised up, the red eyes staring towards the sky, the head held back. We can imagine that in her eyes she holds the moon. As you walk around her, you wonder what happened to her. You see the ribs, the attempt of holding up her hurt foot, yet you can imagine her weakness. There is a strange sort of calm that seems to take a hold of her, yet you feel the strength and anger that she holds within herself. Luis Jimenez was born in El Paso, Texas in the year of 1940. Jimenez worked as a glassblower originally. Later he went to the University of Texas where he studied architecture and art. He graduated in 1964. Jimenez worked under the sculptor Seymour Lipton until after 1966. However, Jimenez chose to adopt little from Lipton. Unlike his mentor, Jimenez decided not to work with bronze, but fiberglass instead. Jimenez's work drew influence from Francisco Zuega and other Mexican artists. Jimenez mixed his experiences with Southwestern and Mexican-American subjects and other matters, particularly the lowrider culture and Day of the Dead imagery, which resulted in his bright-colored fiberglass sculptures. Hal began as a trial after Jimenez saw a wounded coyote by the side of the road pulling herself away after her back had been broken by an automobile. Hal combines the endangered Mexican wolf and a coyote into one moving piece. Hal symbolizes fortitude. The foot is raised up, but she is ready to run, the eyes glaring and the aura of deadly calm emanating from her despite the obvious hunger pains. Hal symbolizes nature, but not just nature. Hal symbolizes human nature. The hurt foot shows us that accidents do happen and injuries do occur. The ribs shows us the need for food and its scarceness. The eyes and the posture of Hal show us the will to survive and adapt to our situation, even if we are desperately hungry and have an injury. Hal makes you wonder, could I carry on despite an injury? How could I help solve the problems of hunger everywhere? Hal is a piece that makes you wonder and think about the abilities of humans and what you could do for others. This has been Kelvin Suddeth with another Bulldog Podcast.